You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
For 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Holiday meals can be very stressful. This year, bring Sonny's home for the holidays. Choose a whole smoked turkey meal or spiral cut honey glazed ham meal or smoked turkey breast meal. Each meal comes with your choice of three delicious sides, or you can order a la carte. Holiday meals are available through December 31st and can be picked up hot when ordered within 24 hours. So call and place your order today. Having a party? Call our catering staff. The number to call is 866-697-2872. Sonny's wishes you a delicious and happy holiday. For more information, go to the website catering@infiregroup.com. Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Hello. Welcome to your show. That's right. The name? Well, it's Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. And this is your host, Michael. Listen, folks, you have to pardon me. Had a big night last night. And what can I say? I was involved with my wife. We had a 30th anniversary party. And what can I say? Before we get started in this great show, because it's a family show here,
this hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, before we get started here, let me introduce my co-host, my wife of now 30 years.
Oh, my God.
Lynn Golder, you are here?
I'm here. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this Sunday, November 26th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and happy Thanksgiving weekend to everybody.
Let me introduce you to some of the players here today. By the way, if you don't know the show, it's called Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. That's right. But phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that, 407-894-1680. Let me see who's in the building right now. Let's see if we got everybody right. Thomasine, you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, my sister's here. Thomasine, TT. Emily, you here?
I'm here from Fort Lee, New Jersey.
There you go. Emily's here, cousin Emily. Joe, are you here?
I am privileged to be here, and thank you for letting us share this with you.
So, got my sister, got the cousins. I'm still waiting for the daughter. Hopefully, she'll be here shortly. And we have behind the scenes, of course, we have Chris Shaw.
Hey, man, you know, hey, how you doing? You know I'm a little camera shy. You know that, right?
Is that right? Yeah. All right. So, I got to throw this out for you.
No. You're not finna go there. Not yet. I'm not ready. Not yet. If you're going to go there.
What are you talking about?
Okay, never mind then. You're not, as long as you don't, we're not, don't go there yet.
He's just teasing you.
I don't know what he's talking about. I'm losing
he's
my mind.
He's teasing you.
I am losing my
he's
mind.
He's taking advantage of the fact that you just were on the air for 7 hours.
Yes.
That's all.
There. He just wants to really mix up your brain.
Listen,
folks. And he didn't go to bed till like 5 o'clock this morning.
No, he went to bed. I was up till 3.
Listen, folks.
But it was a
good party.
I got one for you,
folks. Listen to this. I'm throwing this out to audience. Anybody can help us with this dilemma. Let us know what should we do.
I got to take a picture.
Now, I want you to listen to this one. This is funny.
I'm going to take a
picture. It's funny, but it's a little serious. You know, we had a party, and thank God, people like Lynn and myself, and they gave us some anniversary gifts. So it was very nice. But now here's the dilemma. Listen to this. And we need your help. 407-894-1680. Listen to the problem. We got a gift. It was a nice gift. Very lovely gift. It was a gift card, right? But listen to the trick, the problem. A gift card, which somebody gave us a gift card, did not put a card with it. So we don't know who gave it to us. So now what do we do?
So now I have to be tacky and ask people.
Do you ask the person, the people who didn't give? We don't know, because there's some people who didn't give, right? You can't up to them. Did you give? Well, then they're going to be.
No, right. I just say, do you recognize this box? Because it was left on the table without a name tag. That's a nice way to say
it. We don't know who did it. So we can't thank him. How do you thank somebody who don't know who to thank? Any suggestions out there? What do you do if you get a gift and you don't know who gave it to you? And it's a very nice gift. It was from Outback. So we don't know who it's from. Now, any suggestions?
I don't know. That's a dilemma.
Because I said to Lynn, so who
gave
it to
us? It's an Emily Post question. Yes. Ann Landers.
What do you suggest, Joel?
What about by elimination?
I did that.
We narrowed it down
to
four people.
Four people.
Okay. Yeah. One of four.
Okay. Now I've already gotten answers for two, so I'm waiting for the other person.
Yes. So elimination. So the question is very delicate.
Well, did you eliminate us, Emily?
And yes, you're eliminated a long
time.
Oh,
I just wasn't sure. We could take credit or blame for it. So
yes, I want to thank you for your present.
We'll tell everybody what they gave you.
They gave us a jukebox.
Yeah.
I got to figure out, though. It's not for a blind person, though.
But don't you hate when you get a gift and you can't figure it out? I am blessed by not being blind, and I can't figure it out.
And what does that say? You're sighted.
Well, you're married to a techie, so Lynn will figure it out.
Yeah. Some things I like to fix, some things I don't. Hopefully, hey, speaking of gifts, I have to do a little promo for Lighthouse Central Florida.
Okay, please.
Just so you know, this year they would like you to send the gift of specialty organic coffee and help support the programming at Lighthouse Central Florida. And they're pleased to partner with a DeLand company, and they're a Florida-based roastery called Brayting Community Roaster. It's for a special fundraising initiative. And every time you buy two packs of Brayting, they will donate $5 to support the Lighthouse Central Florida. So now your morning cup of Joe comes with some added benefit beyond the much needed aromatic and flavor buzz. And here's how it works. You go to communityroaster.com/organic-coffees, or you can call them at 407-902-3208, and then you just select the blend you want. It's a two-pack minimum per order, and at the checkout, you just enter their reference code, which is, guess what, Lighthouse CFL. So that's a nice way for the Lighthouse Central Florida to raise some money with your support buying the coffee. All right, that's my little PA for the moment.
Any calls? 407.
Oh, we do have calls.
894-1680.
Whoa, we have some buddies on the line.
Who's on the line?
We have our first buddy, Jason.
Jason.
He made it back. West
how you doing, Jason?
Hi, Jason. Hi, Max. Hey. Hi, Wanda.
Hey, Michael, Lynn. How are you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing, Jason?
Good. Actually, just got back in from Orlando. I just got home probably about maybe a half hour ago.
Wow.
Wow.
How did Max fare the trip?
Oh, it was great. It was wonderful.
Good.
But I actually have an answer for your mystery gift from Outback.
Good.
From him.
You're going to want it. You could give it to you, right?
No.
Okay.
I'm the one who gave it to you.
What?
Wow.
Oh, my God. Thank you for calling.
Jason,
thank you so much to you
Jason.
And Wanda.
Wow. Jason.
You're quite welcome.
How did you know Michael likes
Outback? Jason, what? I have to say something to you.
That's wild.
Jason.
He's listening.
Yeah. I love you for it, but I have to smack your hand. It was too much. I love you for it. It was very nice of you.
Oh, no, it's not a problem. That's from me and from Wanda.
Wow. I know, but...
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Actually, you can thank Sheila's sister because I said, make sure that goes with the card.
And it did.
And I guess she didn't do
well,
it.
Well, I'm sure Patty
no,
did.
No, wait.
But it probably
wait,
just got...
Wait.
I know what happened. Everybody at the
no,
end threw
no,
everything
wait,
in the box.
No, wait. No, what happened was... You opened up his card.
Right.
You did.
But it wasn't attached.
It wasn't attached.
Yeah.
And then you opened up the gift.
That's what happened.
And we say, wait a minute, there's a gift here, and there's no card. And when
what
they
a
opened
story.
Up, I
That's
said, no,
funny.
Jason didn't give them. Why didn't they give it?
Wait till you
I
get
said,
my age.
I said, Jason, why didn't give it? It's too expensive. It's too expensive. You blew my mind. Now you really blow my mind. And
wow.
I know. I love you for it.
And just a very happy anniversary
well,
to you.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Oh, it was an absolutely phenomenal time, you know, and it was so, so nice to meet, you know, the rest of your family and everybody else as well.
Well you're going to meet
so
more
much.
Today, tonight. Yes. Well, actually, yeah.
And like everybody said, I'm going to have Lynn read
no,
the
thing.
No, I didn't
bring that with me.
You're kidding.
No, that was a little too personal. I'm not going to read that on the air.
No, you don't want to read it
no,
on the air?
No.
Oh.
That was just for that party.
I thought it was very touching.
Thank you. Yeah. So, well, thank you, Jason, and thank you for calling. So now
thank
I don't
you.
Have to worry
thank
anymore.
Thank you so much, Jason.
You,
so
know, you know, and I just got home, like I said, I'm putting things away, and I turn on, I'm like, no, they're not talking about that gift.
It was in a lovely
and box. And also, I heard from Gary Sinclair that he told me I felt bad because they upped you $30 for coming up, and I really felt bad because they
why?
They
Is
charged you more.
Yeah, no. Normally a ticket from West Palm here on a train to the Orlando area is any other time of year, it's about around a $55 ticket, which is, I think, pretty reasonable because it was a holiday weekend too. But that's okay. That's the least we can do. You know, I really wanted to share, you know, the day with you guys, and I just really, really thank you so much.
We love you. We love you for coming, and glad you're back safely, and we'll be talking to you soon.
And thank you very, very much
for
coming.
Love you, Jason.
Bye, Jason.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Well, that ended that. We know now.
There you go.
Yep.
Mystery solved.
Yep.
Okay, next caller.
Who's on the line?
Well, it looks like Sheila from Orlando.
Sheila Young from Orlando.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, Sheila?
I have to tell you, last night was an awesome party. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I am so happy for you guys, and I was very honored to be invited.
Thank you.
I do want to give a suggestion. You know, I guess what you can do is send out an email to those that were invited to thank them all for their gift, and then you have a blanket. Thank you.
I do writing. I'm not going to, well, yeah. Okay.
So, you know, just thank everybody for coming. And you don't have to be specific about the gift. You could just say thank you.
We found out Jason.
Oh, you must not have heard. Jason just called in.
Oh, I know. I heard
that. Oh, you heard that. But you're saying in general, if it ever happens to any of us. Right.
Right.
Yeah, a blanket email would be great.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Anyway,
it
was awesome. It was nice to meet those of your family that I met. Emily, I met you.
Oh, yes, we did. And it was a fun night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was awesome. And you guys did a wonderful job. And my sister said the decorations were amazing. So Nancy and Lynn did an awesome job. And the restaurant, the servers were beyond belief. So
it was like a womb of love.
It was just beautiful.
Well,
so,
thank you, Sheila. We were
congratulations.
Happy.
Congratulations.
Thank
love you.
You
guys. Talk to you soon.
Okie dokie. Have
bye
a good
bye.
Week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
For those who don't know, I have to explain something to you. You see, there's a situation here. Oh, we're going to break. I'll have to tell
Saved
you after the break.
Saved by the bell.
After the break, I'll tell you about what I was going to say. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We have a lot more coming up.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Do you have an elderly parent that is in need of home care? Assisted living or nursing home not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing,
grooming, or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Just a phone call away. No long-term contracts. Peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now. 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there. Your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. This is a family show. I'm going to ask some questions of my family today.
Family.
Joel, you were with me in the garment industry, remember?
I do.
Okay.
Do
so you were with
Joel?
Me when I went blind, right?
Very, very, very clearly, Michael.
Okay. Tell the audience what happened when I went blind. Did everybody come running to me and help me, or they said, sorry, Mike, you're finished, in a nice way? They said, that's it.
You know, it's ironic you're asking that question, and there was no setup for this question from you, so the audience should know there was no green room type of conversation. And I speak to that very often in a way that is how admirable to see a person that I know and knew and was supportive of me, and I tried to be supportive of, watch this happen. And it was, in reflecting on it, it's amazing to this day that what you just said about people coming to you and not coming to you. In my mind, some did, and maybe some didn't. I'm not sure what you're looking for, but let me just say
well,
this.
Well, I couldn't stay in the garment street.
Let me just tell you what I remember so clearly. Michael had a person working for him and with him, a seller that he was training, that worked with him, met him when he flew in, drove around with him when he could see, I think, and introduced her to clients, and she worked with him. And when this happened, as I see it, as you try to continue, that's my message, that it wasn't like, oh my God, now what, even though that was part of it. You were like, oh, now what? How do I continue? When you put your eyes closer to a piece of fabric to try to see what the color was or what the design on a suit was or where you were going to meet somebody. And when you took people and when you took your seller into the stores, and I think there was more than, I'm speaking about Bernadette now, more than just her, that you were with her and talking as you do now. And you continued. Your thought, in my mind, was you'll figure it out and you'll continue. And you did have, I mean, the support you have from your wife, Lynn, is
well, she was always there by my
unbelievable
side.
Unbelievable and productive.
Line, but the bottom line is most of the people that were in the financial end and other ends, basically, that was it.
Bailed out, probably.
Yeah, bailed out.
And that might be the message you're looking for in your question.
Yeah.
And that's obviously part of an answer.
They bailed out from me, and the bottom line is left me without a business. And the bottom line is that I went blind. And the bottom line is I was blind. You were there. And basically, most people that I talked to before then,
since then? They never saw a blind person. I was the first. Is that right, Joe? Was I the first blind
person? I would say, for certainly for me, to deal in such an up-close way, to deal or know somebody like that and somebody you cared about and tried, in my mind, in my way, also try to be somewhat helpful in any way I could. We weren't together geographically a lot, but to try to do it. But in talking with you, that was my message I'm trying to get across. It wasn't, you didn't talk about being blind or going blind or, holy God, what's happening. It's how are you going to continue? And you did. You did try to continue.
Well, I tried to, but I couldn't.
The fact that you couldn't and you realized it and others realized it is part of the story.
But well, I never brought up to people I was blind. I never said
no,
it.
No, but I mean,
back then I didn't have a cane. So I was blind, but I didn't have a cane. And hey, Thomasine.
Yeah.
Was I the first person you knew that was blind?
First person, basically, I had on a contact daily basis, yeah. But I did know see people, not as a...
Well, you saw people in the street, but you didn't know
them. Right, but I didn't know them, no, right. No. It's amazing. I mean, like, I just think you're amazing because you get around. You haven't changed mentally at all. The only thing that's wrong with you is your eyesight. But as far as everything else, as nothing has changed.
So that's good, right?
I don't know. I don't know. But I'm just saying, it's like his jokes, you know. I never know when he's joking. And I don't like jokes because I don't understand them. But he can say something, and I'll say, what are you talking about? And he'll say, I'm joking, you know. So his sense of humor has increased even, I think, since he's been blind.
Well, I think you touched on one of the medicines that doesn't come in a bottle. And that's humor.
Yeah.
And the other one that Michael's so connected to when he probably had 20/20 vision is music.
Yeah.
You know, I hadn't thought about it in that way, but when you put those together, that we all kind of love it. You know, we like to laugh. We like to hear music, maybe dance to music. I mean, and that you have those two things as part of your life naturally, maybe that's part of the medicine.
I would agree with that.
That gets you there.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And again, having Lynn, your wife.
Well,
and
not trying to be funny. Lynn is, yes, but she has said to me, and most people have said to me, that's why I'm asking my family, they say I'm calmer now, and I know one thing.
Not really, no.
Wait a minute, really?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Compared to the garment industry.
Well, if Lynn is saying it, I'll buy into it, because Lynn's the one dealing with living it every day. We don't have
Lynn
it that
is
way.
The medicine, okay?
Yeah. That's right.
Robert lost his eyesight because of the garment.
Wait, hold on. Time out. Wait a minute. You telling me this is calm?
This is calm.
Oh, green room.
Yeah, right. We got some extra family members that came in the green room, Mike.
Well, bring them in.
Let them come on in.
We'll share.
Desiree's
coming
in
now.
Is Desiree's here?
Yeah, Desiree's in the house.
Desiree's here. Oh, the baby's here. Desiree.
Show in with Chris. All right.
We're gonna play musical chairs.
Yeah.
Also, let me let you know what everybody's doing. Everybody's playing. They're doing the switch around.
Yep.
Now, listen. On last night, before I go any further, Nancy was turned up last night. I'm gonna have to hang out more with Nancy in and everywhere because I seen Nancy moving and with no music playing.
Really?
So Nancy was turned.
Emily. Emily.
I seen Emily.
Emily.
You were turned last night. I ain't hear no music playing, but you was.
I always move and groove.
Where's Desiree?
Here comes Desiree. We should have done this during the break.
Yeah.
Come sit down. Hello, here.
Desiree. Desiree, sit down.
Hello, come on in.
Desiree, put the headphones on. Haley, you here?
Yeah.
Haley, put the headphones on.
I don't know where I'm going.
Just sit down. Jerry, you here?
Yeah.
This is amazing.
You're on the air.
Again?
Yep, you're on the air again. Here you go.
So the question is, Desiree.
Yes.
Since you know me a long time, Des, right?
Yep, I've known you a long time.
Right. How old are you now?
45.
Okay, so she knows me 45 years, folks.
Yep.
So the point is, here's the question. I know how I feel now as a blind person. Would you say, now that you know me, that years I've been blind, that I'm calmer now compared to back when I was in the garment street, sighted and driving a car?
Well, driving a car for sure. Definitely calmer. I think still a little crazy, but still, but definitely calmer.
Well, let me just say this, folks. Lynn always criticized me. She says I can't say on the air anymore.
I'll say it one time. Don't say it, Mike. I'm trying to save you. Don't do it, Mike. Don't do it. You got to drive home with her, Mike. Don't do it.
No, at one time, I'm going to say it. She says on the air here that I say too much to my audience how much I love my wife, which I do all the time. When I was sighted and I was in the business world, I never smelled the roses. And that's I'm being honest now. I love my wife then, and I love her now. But now, to tell you the truth, I can smell the roses. I appreciate my wife. I love her. But we're totally a partnership. We were a partnership before when I was sighted. But there's a lot of words that I left out because I was always traveling. And I was away from the house. And I could not appreciate a lot of things about her. And about my feelings towards her. So because I'm blind now, let's just say this way. The word appreciation, that's true. The word how much she gives to me, that's another big thing. Because I know. See, here's another thing, folks. There's a lot of people that I know who are in the blind community that their spouses left when they went blind, whether it be the person was a male or a female, their spouses left. Well, let me just say this to you. My wife didn't leave. She came closer to me. And the point is our relationship has gotten closer since I went blind. And I'm going to say she never felt sorry for me. Honey, did you ever feel sorry for me?
No.
Wow.
No. I was concerned, but I never felt sorry for you. But you're not the type of person that somebody feels sorry for. And that's in conjunction with what Joel just said.
So the point is, when you are blind, you have to have that positive thought process. You have to be, let's just say, besides the word positive, you have to be aggressive. Well, I've always been aggressive. And I guess when you say, Desiree, I've always been positive.
I always
had plan A and plan B.
Yep.
Right?
And Desiree takes a lot. What's the word I'm saying? She takes
after me.
Takes after you a lot. Yeah.
Yep. She takes after me in her thinking. Because where is she now? Well, I used to commute to New York. No, she's commuting to New York. What is she doing? She's in the garment industry. Right?
Yep.
Right. Her husband now, Mr. Gross. His name is Jerry Gross. I had to think there for a moment. It's not because of you. My mind is on 9 hours already. Jerry, how do you feel that your wife's commuting out to New York every day?
I hate it.
You hate it?
She don't make dinner no more.
Oh, okay.
And she's always tired.
Oh, okay. I used to hear that too.
Okay.
From another person.
So, this is a family right here. All right?
We told you it was going to be a reality show.
I need a camera. I need to go to the car and get my camera and bring a camera in here. This is amazing.
407-894-1680. If you want to ask any of these people a question. Haley, my grandchild.
Yes.
What do you have to say to this? Am I the first blind person you've ever known? Oh, we're going to break. Stay right there. Don't go away. We're going to break. See you on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Wait.
Oh.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Logan Tech, the makers of the 6-dot Braille label maker, the only electronic take anywhere Braille label maker that produces crisp, clear Braille that strikes, scores, and cuts in seconds. It has exploded on the global market because it just makes sense. Now you can label groceries right in the grocery store. Do you have 1,000 CDs to label? No problem. It takes the chore out of the chore with large, soft, 6-dot Braille buttons. Logan Tech also makes the Braille Coach, the take-anywhere Braille teacher that is completely customizable. Are you ready to learn Braille or improve your skills? The Braille Coach will help you get there. With CARE Credit, HSA, and other funding options, it's as easy as ever to get yours. Visit us at logantech.com or call 866-962-0966 to learn about our whole family of devices and products built right in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Don't forget our special offer, $50 off any device over $500 and $50 off an additional free box of label tape valued at $34.99 with any 6-dot Braille label maker purchase. Visit us at our website at logantech.com. What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stamped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Well, we got trivia time.
Wait, can't before we went to break, you were talking to your granddaughter.
Right. Yeah.
And in the midst of talking to her, when the castanets came in,
yeah.
Mike, you got to see her right. Facial expression said it all. She, you know how like when you see one of those old Tom and Jerry commercials and they waking up out of a day to go, like, all right. And then just, she like, whoa, what happened? You said, wait, go to break. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. That's the kind of expression that she had on her face. So, Haley.
Yes.
That's the name. I got the name right. See, I'm proud of myself. All right. They asked you a question. Mike, you want to repeat the question one more again?
Was I the first blind person you ever met?
I knew someone in high school, but that's about all I got.
You didn't know her?
It was a boy.
But you didn't know him?
I knew him.
Oh, you did know him?
He was in my classes.
No kid.
Mm-hmm.
He was blind?
Yeah.
No kid.
He had like a special machine to take notes on and stuff.
Oh, did you ever talk to him?
No.
How come?
I don't know. I didn't talk to
You know what that
anybody.
Machine's called?
No.
It's a Braille machine.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that actually.
It might have been a Braille note taker. You never know.
Yeah.
Goes into the computer.
Yep. So here's my question to you.
Yes.
Any difference that you saw in your grandfather since I'm sighted versus I'm blind?
I don't know. I was young. I don't really remember.
Okay.
Well, Mike, all y'all look young. Let me just tell it like that. Everybody in the studio don't look a bit over 35, to tell you the truth. Just so for the listening audience that's listening. Okay, so everybody don't look over 25 because I'm getting this look now. So let me say that. And this is your husband, right?
Yeah, this one is my husband.
Yeah, God bless you. He came in and was booting me. He came in and was booting me off and said, hey, go take a break. I'm here now.
All right, let's go to trivia. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. I want to know, who is singing this song? Big song. Who is singing it?
Send me. I know you. Send me. Darling, you. Send me. Honest you do. Honest you do. Honest you do. Whoa. Lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you. And
okay, 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Okay, after someone guessed it.
That's real easy, Mike. Everybody knows that.
Yep. Kaim Yonkel.
Marvin Gaye. Come on, man. Who don't know that?
407-894-1680. Who's singing that song? Okay.
Also, we want people to call in today. Michael, tell us about their Thanksgiving or what they did or didn't do. And
so.
Then they get the phone number.
407-894-1680. All right. By the way, you heard last break about Polara Navigator. Well, let's talk about Polara Navigator. Is it APS, honey?
Yes, it's
okay,
APS.
Good. I want to make sure I got the initials
it's the
correct.
APS, Polara. Polara APS Navigator.
I said that.
Right.
I said it.
Right. You did it right.
I did it right. Good. Listen, folks. If you're visually impaired and blind, you can call up just the city hall where you are, ask for the... Oh, I forgot. Who are you supposed to ask for?
How did I know you were going to ask me for that?
I forgot.
Local Traffic Engineering Department.
Okay. Local Traffic Engineering Department. Because they can put in on your light... street where you cross the streets. They can put it in free, no cost to you. But they want to know that you're blind and they want to know that you need help. That's it. Period. Nothing. There's no other story. You have to call them first and ask for Polara Navigator APS. Okay? If you don't ask, you ain't going to get it. Got it?
Did we say what APS stands for?
No.
No, I didn't think we did. It stands for Accessible Pedestrian Signal because it's audio and it makes your crossing accessible if you were a pedestrian at the intersection.
Okay.
You
got all that?
Yep.
Nobody called in yet?
Yes, sir. I got two callers on the phone line.
Where are they from?
One is from St. Petersburg, Florida.
St. Petersburg, Florida? Okay.
That's right. You have a good friend, the one and only Miss Debbie.
Okay.
Hey, Michael and Lynn.
How are you doing?
Great.
Hi,
and I
Debbie.
Just want to wish you a happy anniversary.
Thank
and
you
it
so
sounds
much.
Like you had a great party.
Thank you. Wait, but don't say, if you know it, don't say it, the trivia. Who else on the line? Where are they calling from?
All the way from Clearwater, Florida.
Tony.
Oh, Clearwater, Tony.
Tony.
Right, so we got the west coast of Florida coming on board. Okay, so St. Petersburg, you were first, and your name is Debbie?
Yes.
Okay.
And I want to wish you two of Happy anniversary. It sounds like you had a great party.
We did, and I want to thank you so much for saying happy anniversary.
Thank you, Debbie.
So who do you think, what do you think singing that song?
I think it was Sam Cooke.
100% right. 100% right. By the way, near you, do you have a Metro diner?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm going to give you, how about a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with the Pinellas Council of the Blind, so I know Eugene and Greg and the whole gang. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you just want a $10 gift card. Don't go too far. Give your name and address to him, so we to Chris, so we can send you out a $10 gift card.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
So
keep on listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did Tony hang up, Chris?
Tony, let's talk to Tony.
Yeah, Tony hung up. Sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
Because he knew it. He didn't want to say
that's okay. Well, then, all right. Maybe next one he'll call in.
But I do have another call coming in all the way from Palmyra, New Jersey.
Palmyra? Oh, I think I know who it is. Palmyra, New Jersey. Let's hear. Who is it?
Is it Betty?
Hello,
Michael.
Hi, Betty. How you doing? It's Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey.
Yeah, listen, happy anniversary. 30 years. Yeah. How wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. How you feeling?
Wait, you know what's more wonderful, Betty? Yes, hearing your wonderful, your cheery voice.
Yes.
I'm so happy you're feeling better.
Thanks. I'm coming along. I'm getting there slowly, but surely.
Hi, Paul.
Tell Paul we say hello. And thank you so much. And thank you for calling us today. And it's great to hear your lovely voice.
That's a good present
All right.
for us,
yes.
hearing your voice.
Talk to you later. Have
thank
a good
you.
Anniversary.
Thank you so
See
much.
Ya.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So Debbie just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. See, it pays to listen to Blind and Beyond. Absolutely. Let's go back to my granddaughter, Haley.
Yes.
Haley,
yes.
Put you on the spot.
Okay.
All right. So you went last night to the anniversary party.
I did.
You met some blind folks.
I did.
So what do you think of us? What do you think about the blind musicians and all?
They're good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you notice any difference between sighted people and blind?
No. If the one guy wasn't wearing glasses, I wouldn't have known. And the woman was playing. I had no idea until someone told me.
Yeah. See that, folks?
Yep.
A granddaughter didn't even know the difference between a sighted person and a blind person. It's amazing. Isn't that amazing? For those folks out there that are visually impaired and blind and saying, oh, I can't do anything, I'm blind. Well, guess what? Listen to my granddaughter just said. She saw some blind people. She didn't know the difference between if they were sighted or they're blind. What does that say for folks that are aggressive? Let's just say positive. Any other words you can think of, Haley?
Determined.
Determined, very good word. How about you, Desiree Joanne? Any other words you can think of?
Just to clarify, her name is not Joanne, so the people don't think that's
her name is Desiree Joanne. Sorry, Joanne. What, Desiree Joanne? What? Any other words you can think of about these people?
She'll think about it.
Well, you
think
about it. Now, I'm talking about people, and I know some of these people she's talking about. These people are totally, now listen to the words I'm going to say, totally blind, okay? No eyesight, no vision, no light perception, totally blind, okay? And these people go and they get around and they travel. What does that say for you sitting on the sofa doing nothing? What does that say for you? I'm talking about you sitting there saying, I'm blind, I can't do anything. I can't get up and go somewhere. That's only because you and your attitude. It's all about attitude. There's a big word, attitude. How about the word mindset, Des?
There you go.
Mindset. Jerry, can you think of a word?
A word for how easily they got along?
Yeah. And people
well, can I tell you what I witnessed?
What? What did you witness?
So there was a guy, I don't know his name. I couldn't see his name tag. And I didn't know that he had a dog with him.
Oh, okay. Name is Jason.
Jason. And that guy, he was unbelievable. He got up on his own. And then the dog got up.
He's listening right now, as a matter of fact.
And so I'm sorry I didn't get to meet you, Jason, but you're a great guy, man. I got to tell you, because there's certain things, you know, in my business that I'm sighted and I get, you know, all stressed out over stupid stuff. And this guy, I guess he had to go to the bathroom or something. He got up, dog got up, and he had someone just help him go to the bathroom. And he, you know, he just did it. And then he came back. There was a piece of cake there. He ate the cake like anybody.
Right.
Can eat the cake. You know what I mean? Ate the cake just like I ate the cake. And I'm thinking, this guy's blind. He's an amazing guy.
I guess
I wanted to go over and say hi to him, but I just felt like... I should have. I didn't want him to feel like he's different. He was so cool.
Jerry, that's why I had
he could be on my softball team. He's so good.
That's why I had everybody wear name tags so that the people who were blind or visually impaired,
right.
You would know their name. And you could.
I didn't even know he had a dog. I was like, the guy was like so cool.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you something. Jason and his brother, Jason especially, they used to travel in Philadelphia. He'd get on a Frankfurt. Went into town himself on the L. How's that? And on the subway himself.
He's so cool. I bet he'd do good on my softball team.
There you go. There you go. Anyway.
We have a caller.
Have a caller. Where we call her from?
We're going to break.
Yeah. Going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go anywhere. You, stay there. We're talking to you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aids is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Hello, are you still there? This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. That's right, believe it or not, you're listening to us. That's right, and this is a family show. That's right. So you blind folks outside, I hope you can call in.
We have a caller, Michael.
Okay, we have a caller on the line?
Yep.
Okay, who's calling in?
Winter Park.
Winter Park. What's the name?
The one and only, Gary.
Oh, no. Gary Sinclair?
Hey. Hey,
how you doing?
Hello, family. And I got to say, the Golders know how to throw a party.
There you go. The Golders know how to throw a party. Okay.
That was a great party. I got to meet most of your family members. I didn't get to meet them all, but what people I met were great. And I had the opportunity to sit with the Lindberghs last night, Greg's parents, and Chris and his wife. And so how did they do right in there, Chris?
Well, my wife was amazed, and she was totally surprised because she said she's never
sat that close to anyone, or and to see how functional you were as you just sitting at the table, had a regular conversation, you ate your meal, and you were just doing what you do. So she was just mesmerized last night about the way everyone was functioning and how everybody was getting along, and it just blew her mind. So I told her, hey, you know, you got to hang out with me more often, babe.
That's right.
That's great. I'm glad people had the opportunity to watch us a little bit or whatever. We did good. And like I say, we got the Golder family, but then we got Sheila, David, me, and Christopher, we're the radio family, right?
You already know.
That's right.
All right. Well,
thanks for calling in, Gary. Thank you for calling.
Have a safe trip back home.
Thanks for calling. Yep. Okay. Listen. Haley, you still there?
Still here.
Okay. So tell me this.
What?
What do you think?
About?
About the young lady on the right of me. The blondie on the right. What do you think of her? Isn't she something?
You're really putting her on the spot.
I'm putting her on the spot about your grandma.
Yes.
Isn't she something?
She is something.
The way she treats me. And by the way, folks, listen to this. Haley didn't say anything, but I'll tell you right now. I gave her a plaque last night. That's right. I call her now Saint Lynn. Saint Lynn. Because she's a saint.
Well, actually, you weren't the first person to call me that. If you're harking back to the garment industry days, one of your partner's secretary sent me a fax and said Saint Lynn, and I saved that fax. Okay. And that's how that all started.
But I gave you a plaque and for the appreciation.
And that's what makes the difference, Lynn. He gave you a plaque.
Yeah. Right. Thomasine said I need a halo. But it was a beautiful plaque.
Yes, thank you. So what do you think, Ellie?
About Grandma?
Yeah.
She's something special.
You better believe it. Better believe it.
Thank you, Haley.
She's really special.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I know Grandma on a thug level.
Yeah?
I didn't hear what you said.
I know Grandma on a thug level. You know, I've never been text so many times in one day or in a week. And she get on my case. Chris don't love me anymore. Chris don't care about me no more. She know when I have to reply back like, oh man, I feel some kind of way. So when I reply back, hey, I got you, and that's all I can say.
She's not afraid to double text.
Right. I was good this way, Chris. I didn't bug you.
Hey, listen, folks. After the break, we're going to another trivia song, but I got to talk a lot more about how people change and don't change. Because I'll tell you something, I know since I went blind, in my heart, my brain, I changed a lot. The one biggest thing I changed, besides a lot of things, but one big thing I changed was I always say, Lynn will tell you, I never say no to her. Is that right? Do I ever say no to you? No, I never said.
I'm thinking. No, you don't say no.
I don't say no. I don't say no.
No, you don't. Yes, you don't say no.
What's that noise?
It's like crickets.
Sounds like a cricket in here.
It's crickets.
I heard
crickets.
I don't know. Do she say no?
It's crickets. We're looking at Josh. I don't know why.
So anyway, the big thing is this way.
1 minute.
In my heart, I know I changed because I slow down. I smell the roses. I enjoy life. I really do. Is that right, Lynn?
Right.
And I live it to the fullest. I really do. So the point is, folks, if you're visually impaired and blind, you too can travel. You can do a lot of things. If you go to Lighthouse or places like the Lighthouse around the country, you can learn how to use a cane. You can use the only big thing is this way. You have to learn how to ask. Okay? If you have to go to ladies' room, men's room, you ask, where is it? How do you get there? Would you mind taking me? Now, a lot of people, I'm embarrassed. I don't want to ask. Well, then you lose because I like to gain. That means you have to open your mouth and ask someone, would you mind taking me? Because I don't mind telling somebody I'm blind. That's it. All right, we're going to break. See you on the other side of the break. We'll see you in the second hour coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.